It's showtime.
On a cold day in springtime.
Welcome to another episode of Hipsters Hate Us. I am your host, Vale Binks, and we got a very special episode for you guys tonight. As many of you know, in 2 days, it is going to be Canada Day, and we are celebrating 150 years. And if you guys listened to the show last year, which would have been a year's time from today, basically, I finished off my show with what I consider the greatest Canadian artist of all time. That, of course, is Neil Young. We're not going to finish off with him on this show. We're actually going to be starting off with the great legend that is Neil Young. We're going to be hearing from coming off his album Trans, which came out in 1982. This is where Neil Young got more electronic. So if you're looking for those acoustic guitars or electronic rock from Neil, you'll be sadly disappointed. But here we go with a very underrated track from Mr. Neil Young, Sample and Hold.
Sample. We'll be right back.
and you guys are on Local 107.3 FM listening to the all-Canadian show of Hipsters Hate Us. We usually do play a lot of Canadian content, but because Canada Day is coming and we are going to be 150 years old, we got to play all the great Canadian music. What you just heard in that set was from July Talk with a track called Johnny Plus Mary that is coming from their album Touch. That is going to go out to a friend of mine who I just recently became friends with, whose name on Facebook for some reason is the name of a bookstore. I'll let you guys figure out which one on a later date. We also heard from Caribou, which is one of my favorite electronic artists, with their track Back Home. That was coming from their album Our Love, which came out a few years back. And we started off with the legend of Canada, Neil Young, with a track called Sample and Hold. That is going to go out to my buddy Steve Clark, because I know he's a fan of that song, but also to another listener of the station, Cameron Whitcomb. And the reason for that is that song really reminds me of a movie that stars Joaquin Phoenix and Scarlett Johansson called Her, where this guy falls in love with his computer. And it's kind of a weird movie. I would suggest you watch it if you're into that kind of artsy mood. But yeah, there is this whole song, Sample and Hold, is basically about a guy who wants to have an intimate relationship with artificial intelligence. So Neil was on to something maybe in 1982. I really hope in the future we don't get to that point. But a funny enough song enough. Actually, it's a good song, but it is funny in parts. We're now going to be heading off into the band that really got me into music and is a Canadian treasure to me. We're going to be hearing from Trouble Charger. We're going to be playing two songs from this band because the reason for this is there are two singers in this group, Greg Norrie, who is known more for the upbeat songs and the ones you would know on the radio, and then my personal favorite member of the group, Bill Priddle, who does the more mellow songs. The two I'm playing are both pretty upbeat. They come from the same album and they feature, they go right into each other on the album, so why not do that on this show? So without further ado, here is Trouble Charger with Can't Wake Up.
Is hate us because they ain't us.
They hate us because we ain't us?
What's so wrong with me now? Am I different somehow? Don't feel like I'm quite the same. Got to thinking again, and I know I can't win, so I won't even play that game.
No matter how you explain it, it does.
doesn't look good from where I'm standing. You can shuffle the blame up, but we know it could be a bumpy landing. I don't know, guess you wanna go out and be with people while you scream and shout. Oh, why did I never doubt? If you
blue. cared for by me, for that matter. This cake is baked, but I much prefer the batter. Perhaps in part because it had so much potential to be delicious and still be influential. Obscurity. Da 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 da. I'm undecided.
Hey, St. John, this is Dustin Howe, and I'm your host for The Fifth Element on 107.3 FM. Tune in every Thursday from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. to hear the best in classic, modern, local, and underground hip hop from the 90s till now. Don't be square. Tune into The Fifth Element on 107.3 CFMH at localfm.ca or on the MyTuner app for Apple and Android. Peace.
You're tuned into CFMH, local 107.3 FM, radio for and by the people, community programmers programming for the community.
We're having fun in the studio right now. You are tuned in to Hipsters Hate Us on Local 107.3 FM. We're almost through the halfway point of the show. We're doing an All Canada Day special, even though it is 2 days away from the 150th birthday of Canada. What you just heard was from Maritime artist Sloan with their track Fading Into Obscurity. The reason I actually even heard of this song was because of the station, 107.3 FM. I was listening to my buddy Mark O'Connor, who does a show called Ear Candy on Thursdays from 4 to 5, and it really just stuck out to me. I mean, Sloan is a great band, but I've never really taken the time to really delve into some of their other stuff, and that is just a really great track. I don't know if it was a single or not, but it just really has that kind of Beatle-y vibe and almost a 60s sound to it. But we are staying on the Canada Day theme, so enough about the British. We also heard from Treble Charger with their track The First Time. That was lead vocal from Bill Priddle from the band. And we also heard another Treble Charger track, which we started off this set with, which was called Can't Wake Up, which featured the lead vocals of Greg Norrie. So two great Treble Charger tracks on this show, celebrating for our Canada Day special. We're now going to be heading off into kind of a little bit more of a mellow sound for the night, or not for the night, for this section. This is going to be City in Color, coming from their album The Hurry and the Harm. This is the title track from this. I didn't really particularly like City in Color's latest albums, so I wanted to wane it back to stuff that really means a lot to me, and we just got some great more stuff in here, such as Matthew Good and Joel Plaskett, so hopefully I keep you guys in a great mood, even though we're going for a nice little acoustic mellow note.
The five fingers, side of the face.
What?
Slap.
there's a house and there's the doorway. Been locked out and lights are out anyway. Loosely reconditioned to be just so refined. At last grasp at the life worth living. In these standard shoes and what's left of my lines, you can see right through me. You can see right through me. You can see right through me.
Turn out Just hit a button, Morty. Give me a beat.
Oh, man. Okay. All right.
Oh, yeah. You gotta get swifty. You gotta get swifty in here.
And I bet all you people are going to be getting swifty on Canada Day, and that's what we're doing right now on Local 107.3 FM. You are listening to Hipsters Hate Us for the All Canada Day special. I know this is kind of upbeat background music, but we did just go through a nice little mellow section of great music. We heard from Joel Plaskett with his track Light of the Moon, just a nice, a beautiful song that really represents to me the Maritimes. When I think of the Maritimes, I automatically go and think of Joel Plaskett because he's not overrated or underrated. I don't know what he falls under. I mean, a lot of people know of him. Some people might not. I think he is much a maritime treasure. We also heard from Matthew Good with House of Smoke and Mirrors. That is probably either my number one Matthew Good song or maybe number two. I don't know right at the moment. I couldn't name it off the top of my head, but just a beautiful track again. That's basically what I'm going to be saying about all these songs that was in that section. And we started off with A City in Color with The Hurry and the Harm, which was the title track off that album. And I remember the first time I heard this City in Color album, my buddy put it on and I was just blown away, because when I've heard of City in Color before, I thought, oh, that's kind of like acoustic folk emo music that like teenage girls would like. But this really won me over, mainly because of the strings and more instrumentation on his part. He just has a really lovely voice, and there's not much more I can say. In the show now, we're going to be playing from some local bands from on the station. And the reason for this is I'm trying to get all these guys next week into the studio. That, of course, is Lauren Kirkpatrick from the first band we're playing from, which is Chic, Andrew Mott from Math Class, who's their drummer, and lead singer from Kill Devils on the station. Right now, Andrew is in the vicinity of coming in. I have not really seen what Lauren or Rudy are feeling yet, but hopefully they're going to be on the station. So to promote my three favorite local bands at the moment, we are going to be playing all those guys, and hopefully they are going to be on the show soon enough. So stick around for more great Hipsters Hate Us. Here is Chic with Cry.
Yeah! Stick around.
devil. I'm scaring everybody and your mama too, yeah. I've been cooking, now I'm looking for you. Say, now I got a mind, mind for crime. Now I got a mind, I got a mind for crime. When you showed me your blade, I knew it was you when the arcade burned down. Now you're on the run and you had to skip town. Now you got a mind, mind for crime. Now you got a mind, you got a mind for crime. Now you got a mind, you got a mind for crime. Now you got a mind, you got a mind for crime.
And we're coming to that time, everybody. Sadly, the show has to be getting over with. What you just heard was punk sensation Killdevils with their track Mind for Crime. Before that was the legendary Math Class with Market Square and the brutally awesome Shoegazy Chic with Cry. The reason I went through those guys really quick is I just want to re-mention that I'm hoping to get Lauren Kirkpatrick from Chic, Andrew Mott from Math Class, and Rudy Windsor from Killdevils into the studio next week and talk about all their great bands. Just have some fun playing some music on this great stage. Hopefully you guys enjoyed this great pre-Canada Day special, and you guys have a great Canada Day yourselves. Anyways, you can tune in to Hipsters Hate Us every Thursday from 6 to 7. The show re-airs Monday mornings from 11 till 12. You can find every episode available on Mixcloud.com, and because of the radio exchange, you might be hearing me on other campus and community stations. We're going to be finishing off with our featured Canadian artist of the night. I started off the show with Neil Young, who I consider to be the personal best Canadian artist, but what is to most people the best Canadian band? That, my ladies and gentlemen, would have to go to Rush. Everyone around this great country seems to love these guys, and I'm kind of newer to them, but I do really like some great prog rock. So to celebrate Canada's 150 years old anniversary in 2017, hopefully Canada can make it to this year. This is Rush with 2112. Happy Canada Day, everybody, and hopefully see you guys next week.
big show.